Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And the debate right now is what's real and what's not. What say you, Steve?
No on that. But yeah.
Is that real?
Yeah, no, absolutely not. Not a chance.
That's real, Steve.
It's not. I mean, it might be. I don't know.
I think we lose.
Maybe it is. I don't know. I mean, there are big things in the ocean, so.
I just sent Steve a picture of an octopus. It looks like a beached octopus. Have you seen any images on your social media? The algorithm? Because it seems like we all get locked into the same, algorithm.
Everybody starts seeing the same videos right. And stuff all at once.
And aren't you just scared that one of those octopus arms would just give you one last flop?
Listen, if it is real, I wouldn't be anywhere near it.
I would not be that close to that octopus.
Yeah.
I think octopus was probably my, 6 years old through 13. Like, that was my, worst. You know what it was?
Right.
I don't know if you ever seen the original.
They say they can grow up to 46 feet.
How would it get up on the beach, though?
Yeah, I know.
I would have thought it would have sank if it got killed or something. But, Steve, there was people, 8150, 93.9, 3831, 93.9. I want to tell you, Steve, it was in, the original Popeye.
Okay.
With Robin Williams was the Popeye. It was the first, movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they went from cartoon to movie. And there was this octopus. And it's it was like the childhood scarer.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
sure.
Do you have one of those?
Sure I do.
Have you seen the original Popeye?
No.
The movie?
I haven't.
Okay, yeah, it's one of those things. It's just, you'd have probably saw it on TNT one day.
I'd be like, here it is.
What is this?
Yeah. That's how you go right there.
Yeah. It was, yeah. Till about, there must have been one, like, maybe when I found out that they usually, like, squirt ink and then run away.
Yeah.
Then it was like, okay, maybe.
Maybe. Like, I can get in the ocean. Yeah, like, there's not, as soon as I step foot in the ocean, there's, you know.
It's just a massive octopi.
Yeah.
Coming to get you. Okay, so Steve, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling good, man. Listen, there's all eyes right now. Report yesterday. That Jody Demling, that there's a chance Coleman Hawkins may visit this weekend.
Which are you more excited about? The fact that you're getting Hawkins, or you should be getting Hawkins on campus, or that my guy, what's his name, returning to Arkansas?
Well, I think you couple them both together. And then, I mean, right now you've got Trilly Donovan saying it looks like Louisville, SMU, and K-State. But K-State got Onyenso yesterday. Yeah.
I'm curious about that one.
Popeye is huge.
Oh, my God. Listen, the eye was like as big as, as Popeye. And it left. Listen, the Popeye octopus left an impression on all the kids. The horse that died in Never Ending Story, Atreyu's horse, scar you real good.
Sure.
The Popeye octopus, you real good.
Yep.
I think Pet Cemetery or something. The Chucky doll was pretty bad.
Yeah.
But we're
Chucky doll was rough. Yeah. That was rough.
Yeah. There was another one called the Leprechaun.
I remember the Leprechaun. Remember Leprechaun Goes to the Hood?
Yeah. He was smoking weed.
Yeah.
What is this? What is this sample? Whatever he said, it was real.
Yeah.
Actually, Steve, it's funny. I was flipping through channels,
yeah,
and that little clip was right there, and I was like, no.
Yep, Leprechaun Goes to the Hood, man.
And it was full of every cliche stereotype that you could get away with. Okay. Coleman Hawkins.
Yeah.
Are we on Coleman Hawkins' watch?
I mean, I think so to an extent, because
how do you avoid getting on Coleman Hawkins' watch and not being disappointed if you don't get him?
I mean, I think if he shows up this weekend, then I think hopes will be way up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, then it'll come in, man, because you're kind of going to, if he shows up this weekend, I think you're going to really start to like, oh my God, like, we might actually get him. You know, like, this could be something. And
so you're allowed to be disappointed if you get him on campus and
I
don't land.
So, I mean, not disappointed in your season, because I mean, you still got a good team.
Yeah, like,
you're
really disappointed on a good get.
But like, yeah, like a guy that could take you up another level, you know? I mean, so you get him, I mean, I think all of a sudden you go up into the top 20. You know, and you start to think about a second weekend possibly, you know, like where you can do, you know, things you can do in the tournament. So, yeah, I mean, there's...
Wait, so you're saying you stick Coleman Hawkins on there and you start an expectation for second week?
I don't want to say that until we get midway through the season. I've watched my team play, you know, but
why would you need to do that?
Yeah, well... Because we just don't know anything right now.
Why would you need to wait that long to be excited about the second weekend?
Yeah, I mean, am I going to start thinking that? Yeah, probably. Like, I'm going to be like, man, this team's got Sweet 16 potential, like, you know, or further.
But it always goes back to what you said. And what we've watched, just the KCD, watched you. Second weekend is you won.
I mean, can I go to the Bahamas now expecting to win a couple games? Look, I'm planning on going to the Bahamas.
It's four games in the Bahamas?
I think three.
Okay, three.
Maybe four, but I think three. Because I think you're guaranteed three games.
You're going to play the three other people? Okay, if there's...
I think there's eight teams.
Okay.
So I think you're guaranteed three games.
You got to get three.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to the Bahamas and I'm expecting like, okay, man, maybe we can make some noise in this thing. Like this is, I mean, you look at the other rosters and you go, okay, we got a shot in this thing now, you know, like
that
a real
is
shot.
The problem. Rosters and win total experience and win total of already, you know, just confirmed winners. I don't have a lot of talent from losing teams. You know, I don't have a lot of that. Like
when you start to look at your own schedule, you know, when it starts to come out, I mean, you say, okay, we know we got Kentucky, we know we got the Bahamas, but then everywhere else, it's like, okay, we're going to probably get another SEC team in the ACC, SEC, and then it's like, okay, I think we play Winthrop, we know that, and a couple games like that, but you're like, man, I can win some games here, man. You start looking around. That's what I'm saying. I mean, even in the Bahamas, I mean, you go, Indiana's got a really good roster, Arizona, you know, a couple teams like that that you're like, you know, it's going to be tough, but I don't think I can't not beat them.
I don't think I don't have the roster to, of course, I don't trust Indiana.
Yeah.
I don't think I don't have the roster to beat who we play against. Again, there's four games where I look at the roster and be like,
yeah,
it's going to be about four to six the entire year. Did I say roster-wise?
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Yeah, 4 to 6.
Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and if that, I mean.
yeah, that's me. That's me.
You
I'm
know.
Sticking two more rosters on that I don't know about.
Yeah, that you just are like, man, that team's really good. You know, like a Wake Forest or an NC State or somebody that's
funny,
really
good. I was
looking
at Georgia Tech in football, and I'm like, they might be all right.
Yeah, they're pretty good. I think they're
football?
Which is kind of going to be our first game to an extent, you know, because, like, you got two practice-type games, and then it's like, now I've got a week off. Now I'm finally, like, late September, I'm finally, okay, now I've got some competition here.
I don't want to jump back into football. Yeah, we can get circle back around to that. Texas says we're cautiously optimistic.
No, it says Steve's a hugely optimistic negative man. Yeah, that's a good way to.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay, so Bahamas.
Uh-huh.
2 out of 3, you're good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If, especially like right now, I kind of feel like we.
Does it matter the who?
If you win 2 out of 3 with that, you've done pretty good.
Because of the.
Yeah, I mean.
Who's all in the tournament?
Beaten,
yeah.
I guess if you beat Davison and the other.
Yeah, right.
If there's another bad team that you're just like, oh, man, you know, I mean, maybe then it's like, well, what did we really do? But I think it also would matter, like, who you lose to and how you lose. If you in Indiana go to a great 3-4 point game back and forth, you're like, man, this is a great game. And you lose, and then you beat Davidson and beat West Virginia, you're like, I'm still feel pretty good leaving there. You know, I didn't get my name, but I'm still like, yeah, but I mean, we can beat that
West
Indiana
Virginia
team.
Still doesn't count as a name?
I mean, it depends on how good they are. I mean, they are a name,
but
I mean,
I still
not like beating Arizona. And again, if West Virginia's a name, if they're ranked, but like West Virginia, I don't think it's going to be very good at all this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of one of those deals where it's like, I mean, if they're not good, then you don't care.
Huggy took it with him, didn't he?
Yeah, but West Virginia still, if West Virginia is like number 12 West Virginia, number 15 West Virginia, yeah, you look at that and go, no, that's a really good win, you know? Like, you would.
Are you worried about the conference? When will you start worrying about the conference narrative?
I don't think you're going to get it this year. Because, I mean, I think Carolina's going to be good. I think Duke's going to be good. I think we're going to be good again.
No, okay, that's what I'm saying. When do you think you're going to start even concentrating on how they're rating the ACC overall? Or just, like, are you saying that shit really doesn't matter?
For me, especially now, it doesn't matter. Now, that is still me coming off the last 4 or 5 years where I'm like, I'm just more focused on just my team getting right.
Yep.
I don't care. You're not going to be able to hurt me with the, well, we don't think they see very good. Okay, I don't care. I'm ranked 12th, and I'm really excited.
Yep.
So I don't care.
If you try to knock me on a couple of seeding lines, that's
now,
about promotion getting
once,
away with.
Once we are back into the flow, and I say that, and then come to me on February, and I might be like, I should be a 3 seed. They're doing that because the ACC, you know, or whatever. But I've said it before, though. I think if Louisville's better, I think the ACC starts to get more love again. Like, Indiana scares me more than UK. I agree with that. Indiana's tough. If Woodson,
that's what, listen. Judging from recent experience, Steve.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, judge, I need experience and wins on my roster. You know, but yeah. So Indiana is, to me, Pope running a college system is more scary than Indiana and dudes.
Yeah. Yeah, just you're like, eh, that system.
Yeah, I learned it.
Like, you've had good teams. Like, Indiana's had good teams rosters, the last 2 years.
Yeah, good rosters.
Yeah, good rosters. Yeah. Like, Underwoods.
That wasn't anything we got to take?
It was, they were asking for Nick about something unrelated, and I was like, Golden Nick's not here, so sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay. Let's get a little bit of NBA talk, because we're going to have to take an early commercial break. We're having a guest come on and talk about some important things.
Okay.
Who is LeBron's best running mate of his career, Steve? Summer Radio 101.
Yeah, I know. It's Kyrie, right?
Prisoner of the moment, Kyrie.
I know. Probably Dwayne Wade.
Nah. As a Heat fan, Dwayne Wade.
What say you?
I would say Kyrie, just because after that first, second Heat season with Wade, you can kind of see Wade's knees were falling apart towards then, and he wasn't the same. Where Kyrie was just young and ready to go. And he has the game winner over Steph. That was legendary.
Texas, really quick. Really, really quick hot, because we're going to go to a quick commercial break. Spare. But I want to know right now, who is LeBron's best running mate? Old Shaq. Zydrunas Ilgauskas was a beast.
I think I go Wade just because in my head, I'm seeing them and I'm like, they literally never missed the finals together.
Oh. Hold on. And no Anthony Davis? Bubble Anthony Davis?
He was good there, but
Bubble Anthony Davis.
Yeah, he was tough, man. Was he was tough. Hit threes. He was hit step backs. It was like, okay.
Bubble Anthony Davis. But that's a single season, so
yeah.
Kevin Love had a good run with him too. Kevin Love was tough with him.
Yeah.
Mo Williams.
And Booby Gibson.
Well, here's my thing, though. Like, Kevin Love and Kyrie, like, yeah, they were good, but then they also, like, kind of cost them by getting hurt the 1 year.
See, I was going to say, like, do their injury, they were kind of like, actually, a lot of the weight on him was because they missed so many games.
Yeah. It's like, they really kind of messed him up. Like, even.
We know the real answer, though, right?
I'm listening.
Delonte West.
Delonte West. Yeah,
that was coming.
That's of course.
that was the one-liner on the way.
Of course. Oh, God. Yeah.
What's
Bronny. Next year.
Bronny next
JJ
year.
JJ Redick. They're hiring JJ, going to draft Bronny. Going to be a squad.
Is he going to be a first-round pick?
Probably going 17th, because the Lakers kept the 17th pick. They didn't have to give it away in that trade. So.
Just get one assist to your kid and then quit. Right? I mean, you got to do that, right?
Mm.
You just got to get one assist to your kid. It's like, shoot it.
I think it's why they're hiring JJ to take some of the view off of, like, more of the story is going to be like we talked about yesterday. Like, well, me and you privately, not on air, but like, JJ Redick just got the Lakers job. Has he ever been a coach? No, ever. Like, not once, not one time. He's never coached anywhere in his life.
He's got a good podcast, though.
Yep. Nope. He's the Lakers coach now. And you're, well, and I love Redick. So, I mean, like, he was like my favorite player in high school. Like, so I'm not mad at all. But like, hey, man, great for him. But it's like, it's kind of odd. Yeah. I feel like that's a big career jump.
Quite possibly the biggest career jump in history.
Go from I'm a retired.
Who's
NBA
better, JJ
player.
Redick or Steve Nash?
Oh, well, I mean, of course I'm gonna say Redick because there's the upside to Redick because we've already
longevity.
Watched Nash.
Like, and remember when Nash got the job, Kyrie literally comes out and says, you know, we don't really need a coach. And it's like,
I know. Yeah, and it was like, man, Nash, like, you had some, they had some dudes on that team, and like, you really weren't good. That's why I'd probably go. But did you see the staff they're wanting to put together?
And Lakers?
Yeah. It's going to be like, they've already offered Rondo, they said, a job on the staff. They've got Oh my God, who's the guy? Scott.
Trainer, like a personal trainer guy?
No, he's a coach. He's been a coach before. He's been a head coach in the NBA. His first name's Brian Scott. No. Whoops.
Look, Scott Skiles.
No.
I was going to say Scalabrini.
No.
I do like Scalabrini too, of course. Yeah. I tell you what, we got to take a quick commercial break. We'll revisit this. Like I said, important stuff coming up on the back end. Quick commercial break, 939 DeVille.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. We're in this together. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-939 is the number. 93.9 is the station. While we are efforting to make sure our connections are good, let me take a second to remind everybody that temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Dial 968-6222. Or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 studio, sometimes referred to as the Players Club. For that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222. Or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. While we are trying to get, just get everything connected, we're making sure. And 3, 2, 1. Very long awaited guest joining. Beth Denham. Beth, how's it going?
Hello, my friend. How are you? I miss you.
Likewise. So how's it going? Last time I heard from you, you were hanging out with our head marketer, Ken. And he was lying about how wonderful I am or something like that. That was the rumor.
Absolutely. You're one of my favorites. And, you know, Ken serves on our Cozier for Kids Advisory Council. So we're grateful to him for all his years of service that he's provided to our Cozier kids. He does a great job.
Okay. Now, listen, you have to speak to me as if I am completely uninformed. Speak to the audience as though they are completely uninformed. Tell us about the event that you have coming up on Saturday.
Well, we are super excited. We are having our first time Cozier for Kids Pickleball Classic. It's presented by Veland, and it's going to be this Saturday, June 8th from 8 a.m. until 8 p.m. at the Good Bounce Pickleball Yard, which is over on River Shore Drive, right there on River Road. Beautiful view of the river, wonderful facility. Folks can register at cozier.org/pickle. It's only $50 a person, and we have a whole variety of opportunities for folks to play. And we're doing a family fun fest that is going to be happening between noon and 6, so very family friendly. We're going to have food trucks, and there will be bouncy houses, face painting, games, all the things. And we're also having some celebrity guests who are going to be playing with us as well.
Okay, so when you say that, listen, you just overwhelmed me. You just loaded up so much. You know how I get. I'm amazed with the project management that you always do when you put together your events. Like, best events I've attended to, charity events, hands down. What goes into the thought of putting a pickleball event together? Are you a pickleball player yourself, or did you just get with the right people and brainstorm? How did you put it together?
Well, great question. And, you know, pickleball is all the rage right now, and everybody's talking about it. I have a sister who's super competitive, who loves to play. I have a lot of friends who play. I do it a little bit for fun. We did it on our family vacation last fall when we were in Arizona. And we're a competitive family, but we were just playing to kind of understand the sport. But folks love it. And there are some people who are just really good at it and others who can come out who maybe have never played. And as a matter of fact, some of our celebrities who are coming out on Saturday, I understand, have never even held a pickleball paddle. So it should be very interesting and a lot of fun. But we have people like Eric Wood, who apparently is a very good pickleball player, who's very competitive. He'll be joining us out there, along with some of your former U of L players back in the day, like Peyton Siva, Tim Henderson, Stephen Van Treese. We've even got Jalen Howe from Racing Louisville, who's the captain over there, is going to come out with us for a little while, and quite a few others from some of our local TV stations. And we're just super excited. And I just thought this would be a wonderful opportunity for people to have fun, support a great cause in Cozy Air for Kids, and hopefully enjoy some beautiful weather out on our beautiful riverfront.
Okay, can you go back to the registration and the location? Because, like I said, anybody who wants it, you know, like I said, they enjoy the idea that you put together and just want to donate, you know, even if they can't attend, to the people who maybe at last minute decide, hey, you know, will I be able to pull up and participate in the event, or just some people who just want to kind of check out the event itself.
Absolutely. And you know me, all are welcome. So we would love to have folks register online if they can, just so that we can make sure we have them registered properly. We can get them a court. And of course, they'll get a T-shirt for their $50 registration fee. And folks, though, can also just show up. They can show up that day. Again, we'll be out there from 8 in the morning until 8 o'clock at night. We're going to have a DJ. Again, the Family Fun Fest, so very family friendly. So if folks want to come out, bring their kids, bring their grandchildren, all are welcome. There will be a food truck. There will be a bar for folks who want adult beverages. But the more the merrier is the way I look at it. Whenever I have parties or events, I love to bring in all the crowds. So all are welcome. We're even hoping to have a few surprise guests. Maybe a Marcus Maben may make an appearance. I don't know. But all are welcome. The more the merrier. But if you do want to play, by all means, we do want you to register ahead of time at cozair.org/pickle. Of course, you all can always call us at Cozy Air for Kids. We're so grateful to Veland, who is our premier sponsor for this event. They're really helping us make it happen. It will be a magical day. The weather looks nice. So folks, again, they can register in advance or show up that day and just have a good time.
If you tag the ESPN Louisville and 93.9 in any tweets, we'll make sure we share them from the ESPN Louisville and 93.9 account. If there's anything else I can do, you let me know. Maybe we'll get you on here one more time Friday to talk about it, just to make sure, you know, people know exactly, have good instructions to go with.
We would love that. And you know, Marcus, our Cozy Air kids are so special to us, and there's so many people in our community who have supported Cozy Air for Kids. We're celebrating 101 years this year in our community of providing service to children in need and to their families. We're so grateful. We couldn't do it without the community support and without folks like you and Ken and even Veland, who's putting on this event for us. So we thank you for all that you do. Thank you for allowing us to be on the show. And I'm just so grateful for your friendship. And go Cards, right?
Thank you so much. I will be talking to you soon.
Thanks, Marcus. Take care.
That was lovely Beth Denham doing the Lord's work always. And listen, when she puts together events, the who's are there.
It's legit. Now, she's the one that did the dinners, right?
Yes.
Wasn't it like guest waiters and stuff?
Yes. That was actually awesome. I was extremely nervous about that.
Yeah.
We did the celebrity. We were the waiters.
Yeah. You're always nervous that somebody's table, and they're gonna be like, oh,
listen,
you're the celebrity.
You know what that reminds me of, Steve? It was a replay on the other day. One of the funniest commercials. The guy's name is Michael Jordan. Do you remember that commercial?
Oh, yeah, the pizza?
Yeah. He's just a regular guy, and his name just happened to be Michael Jordan. And everywhere he went, we're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, the guy delivers the pizza to him, and he's like,
bummer. Oh. Yeah. Listen, the valet, look, at the airport.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan. He's looking at him. He's like,
what?
He's like, oh, man.
Michael Jordan.
Look, he goes to the restaurant. The waiter got the bomb champagne out. He gives him the.
No, it's not him.
Take
it
back. That's what I assumed is going to be at the table.
I know.
I remember having a great table. Like,
okay, so you played at Louisville?
What was your name again? And then they start Googling.
I know. Like, oh. And then they're like, oh, yeah, I remember you. No, you don't. It's over now. Yeah, don't worry about it now.
But again, ooh, it didn't connect. Oh. For people don't know, this is not the best place to park. And it's terrible that.
Are they the same company too?
Yeah, that was the first thing I noticed too.
Like they're there together.
Fire suppression.
What happened to the truck? Tommy hit me.
Golly. Tommy.
You guys are here together, right?
And I guess if you're gonna hit a truck though, that's what you hit one of your own company's trucks. That keep you out of trouble a little bit. Okay, so Steve, we got some news during the break or right before we had Beth on. Announcement.
Oh yeah, sorry. I was like, what? Did we? See, they're like, what happened?
It actually did hit them.
They don't care. They're like, it's two work trucks. Yeah, we're not worried about it. Yeah, you can tell. Anyways, though, they game one looks like November 4th. Be against Morehead State in the KFC Yum Center, Louisville and Morehead State. Yeah.
What? Do you still get nervous when you hear that word Morehead State?
Yeah, I know. Well, the tweet even said it like that, too. The tweet was like it'd be a rematch of, because I think it was a Morehead State writer was the one that wrote it. It was like, it'd be a rematch of the 2011 tournament game.
Oh, God. I'm like, yeah,
it's the only game we've ever played. So.
Oh, my God, Steve. Listen. You want to talk about a loser, Maven?
Yeah.
A loser. I'm talking about Steve.
Yeah.
When I saw that bracket, when I saw that, I remember just saying this. I remember I heard it so much, Steve, and I went loser. I went conspiracy theorist. They spell my name like that. Mm-hmm. Gosh darn it.
Marcus.
I'm going to start telling them.
Marcus.
With a Q. Steve. The weakness of that Louisville team was rebounding.
Yeah.
You cannot tell me. It was a glaring weakness was the rebounding. Uh-huh. You cannot tell me that you get an in-state team with literally the best rebounder in the United States of America, and that's your matchup. Mm-hmm. And nobody knew that.
Yeah. Yeah, and then they put it in.
Was Fareed.
And that was the one time that Rick was right. Like, really right.
Yeah.
Like, when he was like, no, y'all don't understand. This is the best rebounder in all of college basketball. And we're like, okay. Then you're like, no, he is. Yeah, this is. It's the best rebounder in all of college basketball. He went to the NBA and did it.
I think there's a moment when he's in the NBA where he missed like consecutive like five shots, but he got all the rebounds
because he was just
that big of a freak.
Like Rodman used to do.
Yeah, oh yes. Yeah, yeah. Where it's like, oh my God, he's got 10 rebounds.
You know, Jalen was like, Dad, was Dennis Rodman really that good?
Like, yeah.
I had to, like, when a kid asks a question like that, doesn't it suck when you can't understand, when you can't explain something like that?
Yes.
You know,
it's like,
because you sound ridiculous.
Yeah.
You sound ridiculous. Because he's like, well, I heard more about him. Because I'm like, yeah, I don't know, son.
You're like, I don't know. He was like. He dressed as the wife at his wedding. Like he did a lot of. He was friends with the North Korea.
Because you tell Jalen, basketball Dennis Rodman. I'm like, he was one of, you know, he's the best rebounder to ever live. You know, right?
Yeah.
And then he's like, Dad, come on. I'm like, no, he's literally like the best rebounder. I'm like, he's 6'9", 6'9", and he could guard every position. And everybody says, oh, he can guard it 1 through 5.
No. Yeah.
He could really guard 1 through 5.
Yeah, he really could.
And it's like, yeah, okay, let me guess. He get every rebound. He can guard 1 through 5. He's on winning teams. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
And he partied.
Yeah, you're like.
Hard.
Yeah, pretty much every team he was on won. He won with the Pistons. I mean, he won with the Spurs. He won with the Bulls.
Why don't people talk about him more?
Yeah.
Because he's nuts.
Yeah. Or whatever you want to call him.
Or he's different. It's just not sexy. It's,
or he turned up.
Yeah. Okay, what about this?
Morehead.
Okay, yesterday, Luke Hancock went and watched some workouts because he does take advantage of that, unlike you, who I beg to. So he went and watched some of the workouts.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think he said was the biggest surprise?
Blind selection, Steve. Who was the biggest surprise? I'm gonna try to read your expression. Look at my face.
Okay.
Let me see.
Stop staring at me, dude. It's weird.
Let me see.
It's weird.
Let me try to read you. The biggest surprise. Noah Waterman.
He did talk about Noah Waterman. He said Noah Waterman has had a really nice release, and he thinks he's going to be a really good player. Give you one more. I'll tell you what. I'll take one more off the board. He was talking about Rain Smith. Said Rain Smith went 80 of 87 in the three-point shooting.
You know what? I thought that was going to be too easy.
Yeah.
I was going to say Rain Smith. But yeah.
It wasn't Rain Smith?
Yeah, you're right. So I was like, no, it can't be Rain Smith. Because I knew you wouldn't even ask me that question. Mm-hmm. It's just some shooter acknowledging a shooter.
Yeah.
Probably not. Connie Roos.
James Scott.
Steve, you know good and damn well that when you asked me that question, I was like, please.
Yeah.
Please let Steve say James Scott. Yeah. Was the surprise.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
He said that was his biggest surprise when he went in there and the workouts and stuff. And he was talking about his ceiling. He was just like, no, he's a really good player. He's going to be, he's like, that would be my guy. That I'm like, yeah.
Tanner, I've had a thing for James Scott since the beginning.
Like, good, right?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
good.
Yes, yes.
He's like the fourth youngest player this season, right?
Last year.
Yeah, okay.
Fourth youngest player in all of Division I. And Steve's been trying to bench him every day.
Before he can get on campus.
No, I love James Scott.
Yeah, he's the 12th man on the bench.
Crazy me thought Jason Pryor would play over him. Silly me.
Did Hancock say anyone was like, he was like, yeah, no, this guy sucked. It was just like, no, I didn't like that.
Nor would he.
Imagine that, though. He was just like, I did not like Jason Pryor.
Yeah. No, I don't think. I don't know. He did that with Aiden Agayon.
Like, that was our first sign.
He went in there and watched. I was like, yeah, I don't think that guy's very good. I was like, no way.
No way.
No, he can't. That can't be true.
But his nickname's the Irish Hulk.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, no, he's actually not very good.
He's a mixtape legend.
Yeah. Yeah. But he has that mixtape, like, when you watch and you're like, you're watching, and then you start to go, who's he playing?
Yeah.
You're like,
listen,
this was that, really good at first.
Who he was playing against was like the one thing that you saw it and you just ignored it because you still
tried to ignore it because you're like, well, he plays in New York. It's like, well, yeah, but he plays in the New York, like literally like the church division.
Yes.
Like, you know, it was like, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But Steve, you still say a dunk is a dunk. And if you jump high and dunk really hard, you should be able to do it.
Which I will say, if he stuck with Mac, I think his problem wasn't a skill set. I think his problem was just, like, you know what he's doing now?
Modeling?
No, but that's funny. That would be. No, he's like coaching kid camps. Like, he's got his own, like, mm-hmm. workout facility and stuff. And it's like, yeah, that's more of what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I think he's a guy that can do it. He looks the part. He knows the part. He just don't have that.
He had the missing, like, yeah. He was missing that. He was missing an element.
Yeah, yeah.
Majorly.
Missing his why.
Yeah, right. No,
his why was him.
Because you remember those little moments where you saw him and he was just, like, he was just way too organized and way too clean. And, you know, it's just like,
yeah.
Remember he's just lining up his shoes. And
yeah, it was like, all right.
Yeah. They're just lotioning up a
remember
little
when
too
he
much.
Went to, they did paintball, and like he had no shirt on underneath the thing, and he was just standing over there, and it was like, God, look at that guy. And then you're like, okay.
It's a scene at the end of, what is it, of Donnie Brasco, when he said, if it was anybody, I'm glad it was you.
Yeah, glad it was you. Yeah. Glad it was you.
Yeah, that was a gamble worth taking. On the Irish Hulk.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, okay. What about the newest, real quick, I know we're bouncing around here, but as we're coming to the end of the hour, what about the new kid that just signed for Ohio State?
I'm listening.
His name is Lamar Bo Jackson Jr.
Zachy C. just told me, I go, he has to be good.
Yeah. Lamar Bo
this is
Jackson
real.
Jr.
It's funny you say that, Steve, because you know what I meant to tell you about,
okay.
What I meant to say to you?
Yeah.
How old are you when we're getting commits named LeBron?
I know.
The first wave of LeBrons are coming.
Yep, people naming their kids LeBron.
Oh, God, Steve.
You see that, Tanner? We got a wide receiver named LeBron. That's awesome. Yeah,
we're getting the first wave of LeBron, Steve.
What's the We Are the Millers quote? Oh, what's the baby's name? Oh, LeBron. Oh, a little French fella.
That's pretty funny. We're getting our first waves of LeBrons.
Yeah.
Lamar Bo Jackson.
Jr. That's
quick story. Look, I want to give a shout out real quick.
Okay.
You can participate if you want, but okay. You don't have to. You can say that wasn't me, huh? Andrew Mullins is Andrew. Marcus Maven owes you a big apology, but it's not his fault. It's your fault.
Okay.
Andrew Mullins, I know you're listening. You have what's called a identical, what is it?
Doppelganger.
Doppelganger. Andrew, there's a guy who used to work here. His name is Hunt, right?
Yeah.
Andrew, when Marcus Maven sees you, he thinks you're Hunt.
Yeah.
And then he realizes you're not Hunt because you look so much like Hunt.
He does.
Yeah, okay, so you're gonna participate too?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you on this,
Andrew. Like, I've seen you a couple times, but you look so much like this one guy that used to work here that it really throws me off. And I'm like, you know what it looks like, Steve? When babies hand, you know, when they hand the babies to the twin, yes. father, and they keep on reaching out, and then they start looking at the other.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
And I'm like, Andrew, like, God, you're not Hunt, but you kind of are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, my bad. I didn't recognize
you. Well, we talked about it because, I mean, let's here's the thing. We chatted about it. I want him to know, because when he left, I was like, I feel terrible. I'm like, I said, and Marcus didn't even know. I said, I've met Andrew Mullins 4 times.
Right.
And every time,
yep.
I don't realize who he is.
Yep.
And that's not me. I remember people. Like, you know, and Andrew Mullins is a great dude. Like, you know, so like, I remember that. And he's got the connection with Jarbo. Yep, yep, and I'm like, of course I would remember him. But when I said it, Marcus was like, dude, the same for me. And when you brought up the fact that he looks like someone else, looked like Hunt, who used to work here,
yep.
And I'm still friends with Hunt on Facebook and stuff, so I still see him. I'm like, oh my God, that's it. That's it.
Yeah, I don't know how Hunt looks now, but you get the point.
No, the same.
Yeah, he's like, okay, he looks the same. Look, has the same beard, has the same haircut, just the same. So, yeah, shout out Andrew Mullins. And like I say, you threw me and Steve off our loop, and we both felt equally terrible.
Oh,
we had to go have a drink after that and just get our brains back under control. Go ahead, play us out. We're rolling along. Wednesday work. This is a work day, boy. This is a Wednesday work day for sure. So he liked James Scott.
That's what he said, man. That's what he said.
Be careful. Rolling along, 93 on the Bill.